When we're looking at anything, a body, anything, we believe there's also an inherently existent body. We see the actual body, which is just a mere appearance, but we believe there's an inherently existent body, exists from its own side. These two things appear to us, okay? This is we say dualistic appearance. Dualistic, there's two things appearing, even though there's only one. But only Buddhas are free from these mistaken appearances. So we can kind of forgive ourselves for our ignorance, because it's only Buddhas who actually understand this properly. We're striving to understand what they understand, okay? The main purpose of understanding and meditating on the union of the two truths is to prevent these dualistic appearances, the appearance of inherent existence to the mind that is meditating on emptiness, and thereby enable our mind to dissolve into emptiness. Okay, so what that means is, it means not only when we see things do we see the inherently existent thing, when we meditate on emptiness, we go into meditation, okay, I've got emptiness. My body is empty of true existence. I cannot find my body. We've got this vast empty space appearing to us that has meaning. It means the absence of the body we normally see. Okay, we've got a clear idea about ultimate truth, but unfortunately, our mind is also, believe it or not, but it's true completely, our mind is also perceiving that emptiness to be inherently existent. Okay? We're meditating on emptiness, but our mind is also perceiving, or we say conceiving, that emptiness to be inherently existent, which is, it's like a absurdity, isn't it? It's absurd. You cannot have emptiness that is inherent existence. It's the opposite. Emptiness is the opposite of inherent existence. So whilst we can understand something intellectually, we only have a generic image of it, and that generic image, excuse me, appears to exist inherently. That generic image of emptiness. So we have this, this is why we're so contradictory, isn't it? This is why we're so confused. Things are not lined up in our life. Everything's not aligned, you know. Everything's mixed up. Even at this deep level, it's mixed up. But once we can do this, once we can meditate on the union of the two truths, our meditation on emptiness then will then be very powerful in eliminating delusion. So tonight I'm going to try and show you how to do this meditation on emptiness and also conventional truth simultaneously. These two truths, bring them together. If we correctly identify and negate the inherently existent body, the body we normally see, and meditate on the mere absence of such a body with strong concentration, we will feel our normal body dissolving into emptiness. We will understand. So this is what we don't understand yet, but we will understand eventually. The real nature of our body is emptiness, and that our body is merely a manifestation of emptiness. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that when we meditate on our body right now, we only have a superficial understanding of emptiness. What we're really thinking is, my body doesn't exist at all. Isn't it? When we meditate, we go to the other extreme. Mostly in our daily life, we have the extreme of what we call existence. We believe my body inherently exists. Everything inherently exists. Extreme of existence. When we meditate on emptiness, our mind flips to the other extreme. Oh, there's nothingness. There's nothing at all. My body doesn't exist at all. That's what we think. My body does not exist at all. Yeah, that's what we think. It's wrong. So in both cases, we're wrong. But we need to go through this. We have to do this. You have to go to this point. When we continue to meditate on emptiness, deep, 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 deep meditation, and we're constantly learning about emptiness, we're listening to teachings, we're contemplating teachings, then we begin to understand that this emptiness that we're meditating on, the emptiness of our body, is the actual nature of our body. It's not merely the emptiness of our body, it is our body. We thought, really? How's that? I thought my body was this thing. Well, on one level, yes, it's an appearance to mind. But if you try and find it, you'll disappear. Does that disappearance mean there's nothing at all? No. This is still appearing. So on the one hand, we need to meditate on emptiness, understanding the non-existence of the body we normally see. On the other hand, we need to meditate on the union of the two truths, understanding that that emptiness is the actual nature of our body. It is our body. As it says here, our body is merely a manifestation of its emptiness. Our body is merely a manifestation. In other words, if we were to take our body away, there would be no emptiness of our body. Because emptiness is a dependent relationship. It depends on the body itself. The emptiness of the body depends on the body itself. Yeah? So anyway, here's the analogy, which you've heard a number of times recently. Buddha tries to teach us these things with complicated language, and we all get confused, and our brain turns to spaghetti. And now he gives us the most simple of analogies, the simplest of all. We understand this already. I'm not teaching you anything you don't understand. What you're going to listen to is the analogy of the blue and the sky. We all know what blue sky is. But we need to understand that the blue of the sky, the blue represents our body in this analogy. And the sky represents the emptiness of our body. Okay? Now, so listen to this. This is Geshe La's words. He says, emptiness is like the sky. And our body is like the blue of the sky. Okay? So when you look up in the sky, what do we see in the daytime? Blue. If there's no cloud, we see blue, do we? But that blue is none other than the sky itself appearing as blue, isn't it? There's no sort of blue separate from the sky. In other words, there's no body separate from the emptiness of the body. It just doesn't work. That's impossible. Take one away, the other goes. If you take the sky away, there's no blue sky. If you take the blue away, there's no sky. Just as the blue is a manifestation of the sky itself and cannot be separated from it, so our blue-like body is simply a manifestation of the sky of its emptiness. And it cannot be separated from it. So, are we saying that the body is emptiness? Not quite, because it's clear that the body is a conventional truth, and it depends upon all sorts of causes and conditions for it to come into existence, doesn't it? Like the blue of the sky, for example, the blue of the sky depends upon other things for it to appear. For example, the sky has to be clear of clouds. The sky has to be appearing during the daytime. There's conditions which make the blue appear. Okay? But it's still the sky that's appearing as blue. If you take the sky away, there's definitely no blue. The sky is the main condition, isn't it? The sky is the main condition for the sky to appear blue. If you take the sky away, how can you have a blue sky? You can't. If you take the emptiness of the body away, how can you have a body? You can't. You can't. You can't have a body separate from its emptiness. I hope this is making sense. I'm just ranting. But so if this is hard work, I know it's hard work, but it's really worth it, honestly. It's so worth it, because what is the point of all this? It's to reduce our suffering. To reduce our suffering. Very important, isn't it? Very important. If you want to reduce your suffering, to understand the truth. So if we realize this analogy of the sky and the blue of the sky and so forth, when we focus on the emptiness of our body, we will feel that our body itself dissolves into its ultimate nature. Okay, so it's like when we're meditating on emptiness with this understanding, let's say the emptiness of our body, we're not simply negating the body that we normally see. We're not just doing that. We're also understanding that the body itself, the mere body, the merely appearing body, is the nature. It dissolves into its emptiness. It is that emptiness appearing. It is that emptiness appearing as the body. The emptiness of the body appears as the body itself. The body itself arises from the emptiness of the body. And you can't separate these two. Just like the blue and the sky, you can't separate. They depend on each other.